Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
was to get you to think about what you wanted to do and ultimately begin to get you to be focused on how you're going to get there. So I want to, just in case for some reason I think that I may have been on mute all this time on the radio program, and so I want to apologize for that. I just happened to look over. You know, y'all didn't tell me nothing. You're probably listening online. I'm not sure if you heard me or not, but anyway, I noticed that I was on, my microphone was on mute, so I would venture to say that you probably could not hear me. So again, I want to welcome you to the show Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy. If you're watching me live via the Woman Act Now website or Ustream, I'm certain that you've heard everything that I had to say today. So for those of you who are just getting on board with us and are just starting to tune in to the show, we want to welcome you again to Woman Act Now Radio. So again, our topic today is clear and compelling goals and setting those goals. And one of the things that I write about in the book Woman Act Now is setting smarter goals. Many of you have heard this before, and setting smarter goals has to do with setting those goals that are specific, you know, that what do you really want to do? And I started off sharing with you about this principle that we teach in Woman Act Now, and that's Woman Think. Woman Think is simple. 60 seconds to think of six ways in which you can accomplish a thing. It doesn't matter if it's finding your children's shoes in the morning. If you have children, school just started. Every day, same thing. Where are my shoes? Can you come up with six ways to develop a system in 60 seconds that would help you save 10 minutes in execution? Because 1 minute of planning will save you 10 minutes in execution. And that is from Brian Tracy, who is a well-known training and motivational speaker. But again, at the end of the day, we want to teach you this principle of Woman Think. And all I'm trying to do is get you to stop for a moment. Give yourself 60 seconds to be successful. And that is 60 seconds to create some goals that you know you can achieve. Because guess what? Once you design those six executable steps, then you're going to have to see it, and do it. Because it's simple. I gave this illustration on Monday, is that, you know what? Leaving from my bedroom, going to the kitchen, how many ways I can get distracted if I don't know what I'm going for? And it happened to me several times. I was sitting in my office yesterday, and I got up to go get something, and I couldn't remember what I got up to go get in just a few seconds. So now, when we think about your goals, setting those clear and compelling goals, remember that word compelling has to do with reason, understanding why am I doing this, when do I need to do it, where, how, what, and when. So when you think about this, I want you to think clearly about what you really want to achieve, whether it's in this moment, like listening to this program and not getting distracted so you can get everything you know you want, or perhaps doing something right after this program that you can stay focused. I want you to just think about it for a quick moment. You can grab one of those books for me. I want you to think about this just for a very quick moment, and that is, what is that goal after this call today, after this program that you listen to today, what is that one goal that you want to accomplish today? So just think about it. Give you a few seconds to think through it. Okay, so I want you to write it down. Because the goal must be specific in order to create clear and compelling goals. And that, remember, the word compelling is all about you. It is answering the why. When we can answer the why, then it gives us the energy. It gives us the passion to really commit to the outcome. Again, when I answer the why, it gives me the passion. It gives me the energy to what? Commit to the outcome. So I want you to write that goal down, and I want you to think about, why am I doing this? Why is this important to me? Because be specific, that's the first step when we think about setting smarter goals. Smarter goals has to do with, number one, that's an acronym, S is for specific. You've heard this before, I'm sure. M is for measurable. Is it a goal that is measurable? Is it something that we can attach time to? Is it something that has a beginning and an ending, or is it something that is what we call quantitative? That means if I commit, you know, you got some phone calls or some letters you need to send out if you're working with someone, you know, to try to fill up your sales funnel. Can you do 20 letters today? Then it becomes a measurable goal. Can you make 5 phone calls? It becomes a what? Measurable goal. Or do you need to make that one phone call after this radio program today, the one you've been putting off? That's a measurable goal. Then when we think about the next step is achievable. Is it achievable? I mean, is it realistic? Or in, can you be held accountable for that specific goal? And if you cannot be held accountable, then we need to go back. Let's start over again. And let's think about the specific goal. Is it measurable? Can I be held accountable for it? And then the next one is it realistic? Is it something you can do? Because if it's not something you can do, and most of us can't do things if it's not clear, if we don't know the necessary steps. So, again, woman think it, ladies. Woman think it, because we want you to take 60 seconds. Time yourself. Get out that PDA you have, you know, with the big numbers on it, 60 seconds, and watch that timer. Put it there for you and give yourself 6 ways that you can get this thing done. What you're going to start to do is to create the habit, creating that habit of being able to work through your thoughts. Because guess what? If you're able to do that, you're really going to start to overcome the self-talk and the barriers, the self-limiting beliefs, and certainly the fear, because we are often afraid when it comes to doing one thing that seems too big and insurmountable. But when we start to break it down in those 6 executable steps, all of a sudden it seems to be doable. It seems to be that we can actually tackle this thing. You know, there's only one way to eat an elephant. That's one bite at a time. So let's go back to those smarter goals. Smarter goals are, first, be specific. Is it measurable? Can you attach a quantity to it? Can you do so many? Is it can you be held accountable for it? Who are you going to tell to say, I'm going to do this? You got an accountability partner? You don't, send us an email. We'll hold you accountable. The next one is it realistic? Girl, can you really do this? Don't fool yourself. That's why we've been talking about these ways of getting unstuck, because some of you are fooling yourself and you're saying, yeah, I can do all this, but you can't do it. Why? Because it's not realistic. Not that you can't do it, but what you're trying to do may be unrealistic. And I often hear people say, you know, when they start their business, that they're going to do this, they're going to do this, they're going to raise so much money. And guess what? They raise $0. Why? Because it's unrealistic based on the path that they have chosen to take. The next one is time sensitive. Have you attached a time to this goal? And this is how we're creating, ladies, clear and compelling goals. I want to encourage you to continue to listen to Woman Act Now Radio, because next month we are going to be talking about casting vision. And what does that mean? That means setting smarter goals, setting goals that the E stands for, that you can be enthusiastic about, that you can be encouraged about, that you can be excited about. Your goal, you deserve to be excited. You deserve to be encouraged by your own goals. And then ultimately, the R in SMARTER stands for reward. When you answer that question, the why, when the reason is compelling, because you understand the reward, the benefit, or either the consequence that you want to avoid, even that can be a reward in itself. So when you think about smarter goals, those are some of the things that I want to encourage you to think about when you're setting your goals and creating clear and compelling goals for you to be able to move forward on. So I'd like to open up the line if anybody have any questions for me, and I hope you do. We have several people on the line. We have some of our regular listeners who are there, but if you want to comment on what we've talked about thus far, I have some specific questions about getting unstuck, I'd like to invite you to the show. And all you need to do is press 1. If you're listening by phone, just press the number 1, and we'll invite you to the call. So I want to welcome Shauna Stallworth to the program today. For those who are watching us, you see she just got into the studio. She just joined me here. So we talked about these clear and compelling goals. You know, from what you've heard, and she's been here with me, she just hasn't been on air and online. One of the things, I want to come back to you because I want to go to our caller in the 321 area code and invite her to the show, him or her to the show. I want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth. How are you doing today? Hello.
Hi. This is Madonna.
Hey, Madonna. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am excellent, and thank you for joining me on the show today. So from our first segment over this last half hour, we've talked about setting those compelling goals. What do you want to add or question?
Well, my question is, how would you determine what's an unrealistic goal or not? Like, if you have something planned out, you wrote it out, you actually see the vision, how do you really determine if it's unrealistic or not?
Well, you know, I think that's a great question, Madonna. I want to direct you to what we call the execution gap. When you think about the execution gap, there's an area in there where it talks about closing the execution gap. And I teach on how important it is that we get into what we call the execution empowerment zone. And that's really where you can begin to measure if this is an unrealistic goal, is it something I can achieve, can I be held accountable? And the reason for that is that it then, when you get to that place, is this realistic? The question is it realistic for you, yes or no? Okay, if you can answer that question, and I want to empower you to answer that question by going to the execution gap, which is on page 235 of Woman Act Now in the book Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. In the execution gap, what you've done, you started this process with smarter goals by, first of all, being very specific about what you want to accomplish with that idea, pretty much. What is that specific goal? You come up, I want to get this done. Then the next step is it measurable? Now, there is a difference between goals and vision. Okay, vision is an overall picture, but a goal or an objective is a piece of that pie. It's a piece of the picture, and it's our ability to begin to bring the vision to fruition by breaking it down into smaller parts, projects, or milestones that we want to achieve. So with that in mind, let's say, for instance, you made a decision by setting a specific goal. You've determined that I want to do so many things, you know, by making it quantitative, that you're going to do two or three of those. Then the next step, are you being accountable as it relates to that goal? Do you have a system in place or a process that would hold you accountable to achieving it? Then the next part, is it realistic? That's where I want you to go to the execution empowerment zone, that then you begin to ask yourself these questions. Number one, is it a priority for me? Okay, if your answer is no, then guess what? You're going to bail out on this specific, measurable, accountable goal that you've just set for yourself if it's not a priority. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's only the first question, because I encourage you, if it's not a priority, move it on, and then I want to encourage you to go to the priority, determining a priority or prioritizing your task. Because if you go to that particular map, it's going to start to ask you other questions about that priority that will enable you to determine whether it's an A, a B, or a C,
or if
it just needs to go into file number 13. Now, it might seem like it's a lot of stuff that we're talking about, a lot of different steps that you have to take. But with practice, you're going to create a habit. If many of you or any of you have a habit of woman thinking it, and, I mean, you can do that so fast, you'd be like, oh, no, I need to move on. You know, I can't think of six ways. I can't think of the steps. Then maybe you're not really ready to move out on this. And really, remember, the whole discussion today is about setting clear and compelling goals, setting those goals that you can really begin to act on, because we're stuck because we don't know where we're going. We're not clear about how to get there, how to execute it. So we're right back to this execution, Woman Act Now. The next question would then be, do you have the discipline? Are you willing to delay your gratification in order to get this done? This is how we determine, is this real for me or is it unreal? Because now you're going to start discovering some things about yourself in your ability to be able to execute on this one specific goal. But when you begin to create the habit of asking yourself these questions, we're talking seconds. We're not talking days. We're not talking weeks. We're talking seconds. That you can say, this problem, well, no, I got some other priorities right now, so let me put that one over here for just a minute. Move on to the next one. Remember, this is about getting you what? Unstuck.
Sorry.
And many of us want to stay with that same thing and keep going around and around in circles. And so if you're able to answer these questions, yes, this is a priority, I do have the discipline, and I have a plan of action for this because you created that plan. I have the skills. I have the resources. And guess what? That very next part of your smarter goals is setting a time frame. And that's also a question that you have to ask yourself in the empowerment zone, the execution empowerment zone. Is this the right time? And yes, it is. Do I have the right people, the relationships? Is this the right place, location that I can get it done? And if you can answer yes to that, guess what? You're going to make it to the E zone real quick. And that E zone is the point that you're going to be really excited about this, and that excitement, the fact that you're encouraged about it, that is what's going to empower you to be able to own the result. And that's what this is about, owning that result. Because ultimately, if you choose to own the result, you know that there's a reward coming. And I want to just share, and if you have any further comments before I share this situation that we've just gone through. But go ahead.
I just wanted to say, in terms of like everything that you just said, it kind of gave me a review of the book because I actually remember going through this very intensely. So my answers are yes, 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 and the skill set and everything like that, the answer is yes. Now, what do you do in terms of the resources if that's the thing that's kind of like giving you a block? Is there something different that we can do to kind of penetrate through that blockage?
Well, you've got to go back through the cycle with the resources.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? You've got to go back to the cycle that says, okay, if I don't have the resources, then ask yourself this question. Woman, think it again. Remember, that's just 60 seconds. All I'm trying to do is help us develop a habit of mind. This is something that happens instantly. We don't have to remind ourselves, but we continue to ask ourselves these questions. So if you've made it to the resources in that execution empowerment zone, and remember, the objective is not to move from there until you know the answer. Okay, because if you move out of that empowerment zone, you're really not ready to take the proper action. You're going to do a little bit here and there, but ultimately you're going to find yourself stuck in the cycle again. So when you get to those resources, you've got a woman thinking, what are six ways that you can execute on that needed part that you need when it comes to the resources, whether it's money, whether it's equipment, whether it's material, you know, whether it's the environment, all of those are resources that may or may not help you achieve what you want to achieve. But, again, you've got to do what? Woman, think it. Take 60 seconds to think about, let's say it's money. Well, give me six ways that you can execute getting this resource. I tried everything I can. That's what people normally say. But I'm saying, no, we're going to keep driving that idea through that cycle because your equipment in the cycle of woman thinking, I don't have the picture to show you the illustration, but it's ideas in, actions out, where you own that result. And ultimately, the equipment is your mind. Your mind has an ability to ask someone else to help you. Your mind has an ability to think of all the different avenues that you may or may not have already tried. Doesn't mean that you can't go back again. So
that's
you
good.
Start working that through your mind. So those 60 seconds, immediately, bam, let me think. Every time you run up against a barrier, you ought to be woman thinking. Because if you do it, you get stuck and you figure out where you're stuck. You know, it's one thing in the book I talked about getting stuck and how you have to do something different in order to change that situation. So if you're stuck in a place and you keep saying, well, I've done everything I can do, a good example would be Fern Jenkins, who was stuck with, I mean, and I hadn't even begun to tell that story yet, but who was stuck about this whole back-to-school thing. I mean, the thing just mushroomed, but think if she would have stayed in that place of stuckness and said, I've done everything I can do and nobody's helping me. I've got no responses. I don't know what else to do. And I said, well, let's woman think this. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out a way to do it. Let's think of some ways to do it. Even if you have already been there, and one of those ways that she could begin to immediately execute was to go back to those people, because what she did is sent them a letter, but she never did any follow-up. Mm-hmm. But in her mind, I've already executed on that. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm saying, if you've already sent them a letter, then now you've got a reason to what? Call them back.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say, hey, where do you live? Who do you live next to? In fact, go to Target. Call this place. And this is real interesting. I said, you know, you got to figure out who makes backpacks. Mm-hmm. JanSport, Eastpak, these are companies who manufacture backpacks. Have you called them? Maybe they got some overage. Maybe they got something. And it started this whole ball to rolling when she felt, guess what? I didn't call everybody. This is really important to me, and this is our whole, and this is our attitude. I'm just going back, and it's really important to me, and I've done everything I can do, and, you know, this is my plan. What do you need from? Well, I need $5,000. Well, who's going to give you $5,000? Well, I don't know where I can get it. I said, well, what about reaching out to individuals and say, hey, can you buy a backpack? What you're saying, you need money, but what you need on the result. What do we want? We want a backpack on a child's back. On the result. I went to her event. She had 25 motorcycles mm-hmm. sitting in front of the event because she got on the air, started talking about what she was doing. Because we asked her, have you reached out to local media? Do you know anybody? All of a sudden, this lady told me, and then she said, well, can you just be on my radio program? Got on the radio program. The guys, two men were listening to her that day. Two men from the same group, different parts of the city, in the same motorcycle club, listening to her about where she came from, her testimony, and what she wanted to do. And guess what? Their hearts were moved. They immediately called each other and said, hey, you've got to hear this. Turn on your radio right now. Turn your radio on, because you've got to hear. He says, I'm listening to it. He says, and the president of the organization said, we're going to do something about it. Now, here's a woman who said, I've done everything I can do. But when you stay in that place of stuckness because you're not clear about what you can do, do what you can, think you can, do what you can, you know? In her case, she began to do what she could do, and that was make the phone call, pick up the phone. I don't care if they talk to you. Pick it up, make the call. Answered that call from those gentlemen, and those gentlemen showed up. But guess what? That story isn't over. She ended up, on the night I was there, she had 45 backpacks come in the door that night with supplies, school supplies, all of those things. She only needed, was it 60?
Mm-hmm, 60 backpacks.
She had 17 backpacks that she had already collected at home. Hmm. This was weeks before. She ended up almost doubling what her requirement, sharing this with other people outside of the circle that she intended to do because she just started acting on it. She became clearer about what she needed to do. Her goals were compelling. She had a reason. She knew the why. She knew the why this was so important. And so when we're able to answer those questions, you get to that place of stuckness in your life. You got a woman think it and force mm-hmm. yourself to do it. Boy, that's
okay.
Some good stuff. I can sit up here and talk to myself, girl. That's why I love that.
Felt the chills.
I'm telling you, Madonna.
You
get me started, girl. So I want to thank you, Madonna, for joining and always being such a critical part of our show and really listening and thinking about how to apply it to your own life, and that's what I enjoy most about you.
Thank
you. You really began to convert this to say, okay, well, wait a minute. How? It's like, you know what I think about you, Madonna? It's like your time is important, and this time is an investment for you. And when you walk away, you are seriously trying to figure out, okay, what can I take from today and make it applicable in my life? And I love it. And I just want to thank you for sharing it with us. That's
wow,
what makes me
thank
keep
you.
Coming back every Thursday.
Thank you. And I also wanted to point out on the radio show that you did this week with Jonathan, I believe the Davis, is that their name?
Yes.
Yeah, that was really, really good and insightful. It really was. It was encouraging. It gave me motivation, and it just really confirmed to me that God can turn it around no matter what the situation looks like. So I want to thank you for that show.
Well, thank you so much, Madonna, and thank you for joining us today. So I want to share with our listeners about owning that result, and that's what these clear and compelling goals will do for you, and they will get you unstuck. They will help you move forward. They will bring that enthusiasm and excitement into your life to finish it, to finish what you're doing. And so when we think about this, I want to encourage you to just listen for a moment. You remember, throughout this month, over these last couple of months, I don't know what y'all been doing in the summer, if you took the time off, but Coach Anna didn't. During this summer, she started a couple of new companies with some partners, incredible business people, and we started a new business. And today and yesterday, I asked this morning for our ladies to pray for us. So for those who may be listening, I want to thank you, our WAN prayer leader, Roz, who prayed for us this morning and prayed for our business. And this is what I encourage each one of you ladies to do, is if you're working on something, you better let us know in Woman Ask Male Prayer, because we're praying for business opportunities, we're praying for business relationships, for different things that you're working on in your life. And so for us, we started this company in April of this year. I became a partner in the company in May, and we hadn't gotten much done. We hadn't even gotten offices yet, but since May, we have offices, we have staff, we have 10 new clients, and that's very important in this particular business. And so once you get your first client, within 90 days, the state can come in and give you an audit or survey to see how you're doing. And so yesterday and today was our day to get that audit. And I want to report to you today, when you have clear and compelling goals, and we didn't know what we were doing, I'm going to be honest with you, but we've got some great people, we've got a great team of people, all of us just put it together. We sat down, we had several meetings, we understood the information, and we delivered. We owned the result. I mean, we owned the result. Women were in here since this is a woman-owned business, and these women were in here working, do you hear me, to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and we owned the result. And today we've got our exit interview. We were excellent, excellent, excelsior. Even greater heights. So we exceeded expectations for a new business. We got zero citation. We won. Owned the result. And we had clear and compelling. We knew why we were doing it. And it's a total setup for us to have an excellent, excellent business going forward. We won't stop now because this is over. This is just the launching pad for us to be able to create something exceptional going forward in the future. And for those of you who may not be aware of the business, it is a home health care business. It's group homes where we service the mental health and mental retardation in our city, in the state of Texas. Actually, we were licensed throughout the state of Texas with a primary focus here in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area and surrounding communities. And so a lot of paperwork, a lot of expectations, and we came out with flying colors. And so I want you to know you've got to own that result. And this is a group of people, by the way, who had business acumen, who were able to transfer their knowledge base, transfer their skill level, ask the right questions, find the right resources, acquire the proper skills, create a plan of action, and we were able to get it done. So we want to encourage you, creating those clear and compelling goals are incredible. They will get you to the result that you desire. So I want to invite Ms. Shauna back to discuss with me from what we have discussed today. What's your weigh in on our discussion?
You know, I think it's exciting when we begin to talk about, and we've talked about this topic in one of our months prior to creating our clear and concise and compelling goals. And I really like this topic because what it does do is it helps you to think about what you're trying to do And to really be clear, I like what you were saying with Madonna, mm-hmm. that when you do get stuck and you get unstuck, go back and woman think it again. That really helps when you start planning your goals and thinking about what you want to do, how you want to move forward. It's very helpful. So I'm enjoying showing today.
Well, you know, thank you, Shauna, because, you know, one of the things that I've come to discover is that every day is a goal.
It certainly
waking
is.
Up is a goal.
It certainly
getting dressed
is
a goal.
Getting out of the house is a goal.
I know it wears you out, all these goals.
Every
week we're talking about this stuff. You know what I mean? What did you set for today? What were your tasks? It just wears you out. But you know what? I'm starting to be convinced that without them, plans will go awry.
Yes.
I mean, I am a Betsy Bug.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I will go in any direction. Do you hear me, people?
Well,
I mean, I get a lot done, but I can be stir crazy a lot of times. Shauna always tells me things I told her, and I don't remember none of that. And then I remember everything I told her that she doesn't remember. So I'm not sure who's remembering what, because half the time I'm not writing things down. I'm just telling people. So I'm getting smarter. She want to write everything down. So I tell her, bring your tablet in here when you're talking to me, because I want to make sure I have a written documentation about my discussion, because, you know, 15 minutes later, we were in a meeting this morning, and we were talking about a couple of things. I'm so excited about something that we're going to do with one of our members just to help to expand her vision. And we were talking about it, and we were all engaged, and then we had someone else come into the meeting that wasn't planned. So I got so excited because I'm working on my own personal things, and I started talking about it, and Sean's like, woo-woo, come back, Coach, because she said, look at your eyes. Look at your I know what's coming next, because she saw my brain turning because I was ready to show him and totally get off course. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to know we are all living in the same
world.
Same world. You know, it's like them bitches that used to be in the front of your house. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, God, dog, all that stuff. You know, stuff just get in there. You go looking and wonder where it is. Why don't people pick up their own trash, end up in your ditch? This is not my stuff. Well, that's kind of what happens to me. A lot of stuff ends up in my ditch, and I don't know where that stuff comes from.
Lord.
It's like, who brought this in here? Who put this thought in my mind?
Inception.
So, ladies, this is Coach Anna and Shauna on Woman Smack Now Radio, and our topic today is getting unstuck, and we hope we've been able to help you get unstuck today when we talk about creating those clear and compelling goals. So I have some others on the line today. I want to encourage you to join us and weigh in on our conversation today. If you've been listening to the show, tell us what you have, what you get to walk away with today, as well as if you have any questions about setting those goals. I'd love to answer them. I'm a question kind of girl. You ask me a question, ain't no telling what you're going to uproot. So what you, in order to do that, you need to press number one on your phone, and it'll show me that you'd like to join the call. I'm going to come to 903-360-1595. I think that's one of our listeners. Is that Margie?
Yes, it is. How y'all doing?
We caught you, didn't we, Mark?
That's because I've been in and out. I had you on. I was listening to when you were talking about launching your new business. I said, woo, and you said the finished touch, or you've already finished it in with the report saying X. I said, wow, I got that part. I've just been in and out of the office, though.
And
but
so
I had you on.
Remember, Margie, I heard you on the prayer this morning.
Yes.
Yes, and you remember I chimed in and I said, pray for the business. And let me tell you, after y'all finished praying for me, I fell asleep.
Okay. I heard you and I said, wow, that is excellent. That's excellent. Coach, it's definitely, I mean, you're leading the way for us, letting us know that we too, as you do what the things that you tell us to do, that we can, you're doing it as well.
Oh, absolutely. I love what I do. I love what I do because I always have an opportunity to be in the trenches.
Okay.
You know, and that's what this experience has been. But
that's
Shauna, Margie did not hear me snoring.
I was wondering.
No.
She said, oh, I heard you right after you fell asleep.
She heard my prayer request, and then Ron prayed for us this morning, or all of the ladies praying together, prayed for the business, prayed for favor with the with our surveyors and the individuals who were doing the audit today. And today at 12:30, we got the word that, you know what, we're done here. You guys did an excellent job. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
So I wanted to just invite Miss Margie. It's good hearing your voice, Margie. I was glad to hear you on Woman Act Now Pray. I'm sure you've probably been there, and I wasn't. But,
in and out.
Yeah, but I certainly appreciate it. You guys keep us on the prayer, and the only reason why I haven't been there is because, obviously, I've been working in this, working with the business in preparation for this, and what we've done in 100 days, ladies, is just incredible. Incredible.
Wow.
Do you hear me? In 100 days, with that kind of focus, with the right
wow.
people, with a team of people who are willing to do what it takes, and that's
wow.
what you have to figure out. Not that we didn't have challenges, because we had plenty of those, but at the same time, we still had a group of people that had a heart to finish it, had a mind to do the work, and as a result, we're just going to get better and better.
That is excellent.
Pretty amazing, ladies. So that's what we want to live. So to get those words back is just incredible. So Margie, I want to just thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
Thanks, Margie.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm gonna invite one of our other callers to the show. Hello, this is Coach Anna. How you doing today?
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. She must have got a new phone or something, because they didn't give me her phone number. She got a phone number blocked or something.
Yeah, well, I need it, but we're glad you're here. We thought you were going to be MIA for a while, so it's nice to hear you on the call on today.
I'm sitting here in Sioux City, me and Lisa Bowman. Lisa, a little shy to come to the tape. I told her I was going to put her on blast, so we got y'all on the speaker listening in. But
hey, Lisa,
what I'm picking up. Say hey, Lisa. Hey.
How you doing, Lisa? Well, isn't this another prayer, another praise report today? Because we were praying for Lisa Bowman this morning on the Woman Act Now prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Were you on the prayer? Because that Juanita was praying on your behalf. She's interceding for you.
That's what I heard.
Yes, bring me to the table. Not only is she interceding, but now she's looking at you in the face.
That's right.
So, is he over there helping you to create some clear and compelling goals?
I told her I needed some help when we got to this, and I said she's going to be my accountability partner.
So Juanita, this is what I want you to do. Before you leave there, I want you to get one goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got that, Coach.
Okay, and Lisa, I need to talk to you about this body gospel thing. We need to get our program together, so maybe you need to come and see me.
Okay.
We're supposed to come over there right now.
Yes, soon, Lisa, within the preferably next week. So,
no, can you come out tomorrow? Set a goal.
Okay, we can wait till next.
Well, you have to wait.
Hello?
You got to win? Come on, we
so we can come right now.
I can't have no blank space.
We can come right now.
Okay, you need to come to my office, though. That's in Fort Worth.
Okay.
Okay, so when we finish the call today, we'll give you the information for where the new training office, not the corporate office, because we have two offices. So we'll give you that offline, okay?
Ma'am.
We'll be here. I want to talk to you. This is as good a day as any.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. All right, then, girl. I got to go now. I got somebody else I'm going to talk to right now.
Okay, Coach.
All right. Who's the 918?
918-313. You're live on the air. Who's there?
I think that's Madonna, isn't it?
Ivan from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey, Vincent, how you doing?
All right, I was trying to see what the subject was. I didn't catch it.
Oh, Vincent, man, you just joining us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just coming through. I was just surfing through, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, Vincent, man, you done surfed and hit on something. Is this first time listening to Woman Act Now Radio?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, you need to mark it as one of your favorites because this is one of the hottest radio programs in the world because we're on the worldwide internet. My name is Coach Anna McCoy, and I'm glad that you joined us. Our subject today was getting unstuck. Everything we talk about here on Woman Act Out Radio is about coaching you to successful execution. You trying to do something in your life? You got a business or you got a dream or a vision?
Oh, well, I have a street service with 25 employees. I started about 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, then you need to listen in because we got some stuff over here. Even though we call Woman Act Now Radio, we got a Man Act Now, too. I want to encourage you to go to womanactnow.com and send me an email, and I'm going to get you connected with Man Act Now. Because my husband
I actually got out of prison about 9 years ago, and because of my felonies, I have serious felonies. Several jobs let me go for different reasons, so I decided that I wasn't going to work for nobody no more, so can't nobody fire me no more. I ain't going to fire myself, so I started my tree. I learned how to do tree trimming in prison, and so I turned it into a job for myself.
Now, boy, you're the kind of man I want to keep here. That's excellent, Vincent. You know what? I had that vision just a couple of days ago about people who find themselves in that situation.
I thought you were going to say about tree trimming.
No, about people who find themselves that you're going to have to hire yourself, and even in this economy, you got to hire yourself. You got to figure out what that talent and gift is. So, Vincent, I want you to really, really send me that email now. And you can send me the email. You go to womanactnow.com. Okay? Because I'm going to get you connected with Man Act Now. And listen, you can chime in and listen to us anytime because everything we share is not gender-based. We're just a Woman Act Now organization, but it's not gender-based. It's going to be helpful to your business, to working with your people, all that good stuff. Man, you didn't just happen up on this, man. This is destiny. Because if you were seeing me, you could watch me on our website or on Ustream.tv at WomanActNow.com.
Well, I want to say if I can, too. I'm a soon to be author. Well, I wrote a book already. It's getting ready to come out. It's called Quiet Storm, The Soul of a Black Man. I interviewed 344 black men in almost 5 years, and it's very, very interesting.
Well, see, got to get connected with me. And you live in which city in Oklahoma? Oklahoma City?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, you're not that far from Dallas. You definitely want to get a couple of some of your men in that car and come down to our Man Act Now meeting.
I come to Dallas quite often. I come down for captain's training all the time.
Well, see, this is what I'm talking about, Vincent. You're going to have to make that connection. So I am so glad to have met you today. And I know that you certainly have something to offer. We want to know all about your book. If you have the information for that, please send that to me. We'll share it with our network. We have about 6,000 people in our network. And we'll send that out and highlight you. But you got to connect with me so I can connect you with Man Act Now as one of my Man Act Now people.
I will.
Okay, I'll be looking for it. Don't disappoint me because I will come looking for you. What's your last name, Vincent?
It's Easley. You can look me up on Facebook. Ivan Easley.
Okay. It's what?
Ivan Easley.
Ia Easley. Why you have me call
Ivan? Ivan Easley.
Ivan Easley.
Yeah.
You know, I'm special. Don't worry about that. You'll come to know that, Ivan. How about
that? That's all right. My mother's on fire, too, so that's okay.
Okay. Is your name Ivan or Vincent?
It's Ivan.
Ivan. Okay.
I-V-A-N.
Okay, thank you, man. This is for the remedial over here, Ivan. All right, now I got it. Now we'll call you Vincent for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You let me do that 3 times.
Yes.
But anyway, Ivan, I'm looking for you. I'm going to be looking for you on Facebook, Anna McCoy on Facebook, or Woman Act Now. You'll find me either place. And I want to make that connection with you and connect you with our Man Act Now. And I'm telling you, life is going to be tremendously blessed as you are going to bless ours. So we'll be looking for you, and thank you for joining me today.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, here you have it. We're talking about those clear and compelling goals. Now we just met a new Ivan, soon to be renamed to Vincent. No, just
yes.
But we met Ivan. I'm excited about that, Shauna.
Me
you know,
too.
To get him connected and also to share what he's done. I can just imagine that testimony. We'll have to interview him on our show to expose him to some of our men and then share it with our Man Act Now. So it's exciting, ladies, to be with you today, but our show is coming to a close,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to say that you are loved and appreciated today. And I hope that you have gained something from the show today, and it's really about getting you unstuck and creating that clear and compelling goal that's going to help you to move forward today, mm-hmm. in your now, not in your life, because if I let you put it in your life, ain't no telling when you're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So think again about clear, being clear is about clarity. Clarity has to do with transparency,
mm-hmm.
being able to look through it, to understand all the different parts of it. And so you have to be clear so that you can get where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
In Woman Act Now, the book, I talk about clarity is the compass that will take you where you want to go. Regardless to what it is, in the process of using clarity, I want to encourage you to think about our principle, woman, think. Those are six ways that you can come, 60 seconds to come up with six executable steps on how you're going to get it done. This isn't going to take you all day. I'm asking for a minute of your time that will save you 10 minutes in execution.
That's right.
And then that compelling part has to do with a reason. You know, have you identified the why? When you can answer the question why, then you're going to have a much, much better opportunity and support and be encouraged to own what? The result. So when you have a clear and compelling goal, you're going to be compelled to own that result.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a reason to have passion, a reason to be encouraged,
mm-hmm.
a reason to be excited. Because when you get clarity, you get motivation. When you feel like you're demotivated, you think it's depression and all of those things, I want to ask you a question. How clear am I right now? And you're going to start to discover something. That, you know what, the critters are talking. You got all the presuppositions going on in your head. Maybe there's a little bit of fear there. But we've got to go back to it to determine how can we move forward and get unstuck. And the way to do it is to seek the clarity, make it compelling, know the result that you want, attach it to a benefit or a reward, and it will give you the energy that is required to move you forward to achieve that goal. And so you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy and all of my other co-hosts who have joined me today, Shauna Stallworth, who's here with me. We want to encourage you to go to Woman Act Now. Join Woman Act Now so that we can encourage and coach you through our group coaching and all the different tools that we have to keep you moving forward. Then we also want to encourage you to join us on Monday for our Woman Act Now 15 Minutes to Destiny call. And guess what? On next Monday, we're going to be talking about, are you trying to do it alone? And if you are, that's one of the top five reasons that people get stuck in life, because they think they can do it alone. And we're going to tell you just how important coaching can be in your life, finding a great coach or a group of people that can help you be accountable to what you want to be in life. So I want you to think you can. I want you to know that you can, and then I want you to do all that you can so that you can move the best you that you can be. And so visit us at womanactnow.com. Take advantage of the 30-day free trial of getting coaching. Share it with a friend, and we will talk to you real soon. And for those who are joining us on Vertical Leap, this is an opportunity to jumpstart your dream and your vision and to hold you accountable, take you to a whole nother level. So we're going there September the 9th and 10th. The 10th, 11th, and 12th, and that's going to be in Ontario, California. So check out the website for our newsletter that's coming to you real soon in the next couple of days to give you more updates. Be blessed and have a great day. WomanActNow.com.